And we'll find then over at the Affinity Corner, this is, by the way, a triangle, and one corner is A, and one corner is R, and one corner is C, and over there at the A corner, we discover that we have every scale we have, and it is just the amount of somethingness which is involved in the communication, modified by the degree of agreement or duplication. Agreement, duplication, same thing. All right. We discover then that affinity, perfect affinity, would occupy the cause point and the effect point would occupy the same space, with the consideration that it was not compulsive. See, we get both points occupied, no compulsion involved in the thing, and we would get affinity. But a perfect affinity results in a nothingness. It occurs only in the state of nothingness. It is itself a singular high-level truth. We discover this in various religions. We find out that everybody's trying to love everybody. Well, that's fine. If they really had a complete affinity, one for another, they would simply occupy the same space, and there wouldn't be any space, and there wouldn't be any somebody or anything else. They have to get a slight distance apart. There has to be some space involved here, and there has to be some slight variation in their agreement. It has to continue to vary in order to continue to have a reality. Now, that's not too plainly stated. Don't feel confused about it. We would have to have a slight distance, in other words, to get some action. And the second we had some action, we'd have some space and some energy, wouldn't we? So the moment we've got a source point and a receipt point apart to any degree whatsoever, we have the potentiality of a universe with all of its considerations. So affinity, which is entirely coexistent, will disappear, make anything disappear. The reality disappears when good affinity, that is, occurs. We've got a perfect duplication with, of course, perfect duplication says source point, receipt point, on the same point. And we get no mass, just like that. Boom, no mass. This is subjected very easily to proof. You make a perfect duplication of any object simply by mocking it up, so to speak, with its in its same place, with its same energy, in its same time, and with its same form, all of its characteristics equal, same considerations. You just mock it up there. And if you're real good, you do it just once, and you won't see the object again. It has at least disappeared for you. Now, if you were to unmock at the same time every atom in its own time, every atom and molecule in it in its own time, and space, and so forth, the object would disappear for one and all. Now, there's a nice example there. Now, we have the four conditions of existence. And these are the conditions which result from the problems of trying to have something or have nothing. Existence is a something-nothingness variation which includes a continuance or a non-continuance. In other words, we could have a non-existence, we'd have a non-continuance. A perfect duplication then results in a non-existence.